Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a great day. Just a question I've been getting a lot that I have been getting for the last, well, I just keep getting it. It's a consistent question that keeps on coming through, and I thought I would answer it to everybody as opposed to just the people that ask the question. So the first thing that I get asked is, why did I come into crypto? I mean, I've been trading markets all over the world for a very long time, and you know, what was it that brought me into the space of cryptocurrency trading? Well, look, I'd been told about Bitcoin back in 2013. I did not buy any back then because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't my thing. It didn't have enough volume for me to trade, and it wasn't an interesting enough thing for me. And I certainly wasn't an expert on, you know, emerging technologies. So I left it. And people say to me, "Oh, look, you know, how do you feel about that now? You know, you must be spewing that you left it." Absolutely not. You know, if I had taken that and bought Bitcoin, who knows where I'd be now? I might be in a much worse position because I broke my rules. You know, it might have taken me down a rabbit hole. Who knows? What I do know is that when I came back into crypto, when I looked at it again, when the volumes had picked up and the market was about 170 billion, I started to see the things that I could work with. I started to look at the charts. I started to see that they were not gapping. I saw, you know, on the top five, there was optimal chart structure present. There was actually places where I could get charts to view this properly, so I could actually start to use the trading skills that I've got in this market. Because at the beginning, there wasn't the tools that I could, you know, the tools didn't exist. First of all, the volume didn't exist, so that wasn't, I couldn't trade it because there wasn't enough volume, but the tools weren't there either. It was more of a, you'd buy it and invest in it, or you'd buy it and use Bitcoin back in the early days. Now, of course, we've got all sorts of different platforms, and we have the ability to go into the market and trade it using technical analysis. And that is how I trade. Everything I do is technical analysis. So I came into crypto because when I basically saw that the market, you know, it worked the same way with my strategies in other markets, I was like, okay, well, because I kind of knew it would anyway, you know, trading and charts, it's human nature. It's a representation of emotion and whatnot on the chart. So I had a fairly good indication that, you know, any market's a market to me. You know, a market doesn't matter whether it's gold, silver, foreign exchange, cryptocurrency. They all have the same thing. When they're on a chart, that's all they are to me. They're just a chart. They're all human nature, so they all act in similar types of ways. Now, with crypto, though, what I really liked was how much it moved, the volatility. So you ask any trader, they want volatility, okay? Traders want volatility, investors don't want so much, okay? Now, as a trader, I'm looking for how to get the biggest bang from my risk multiple. So if my risk multiple in traditional markets was 1, right? A good trade might get me 2 or 3 to 1. A really good trade might get me more than that over a larger period of time. If you look at cryptocurrency, if that same risk multiple is 1, so if I take the same dollar risk that I take in traditional markets and apply that in cryptocurrency, well, the markets are so much more volatile, they move so much further, so much faster. So that same multiple of 1 risk can return a far higher multiple of reward in crypto. Now, as a trader, you are always managing your risk. As a matter of fact, trading is risk management. That's the best way to describe it. Trading is risk management. So when you see that, okay, well, I can still manage my risk, so I can, you know, the risk is my stop loss. Do I have access to that? Yes, I do. Okay, cool. So I can manage my risk on a trade. Yep, excellent, good. Then you look at the reward side of it. So first thing is, can I manage my risk? Yes, I can manage my risk. Excellent. The second is, how well does this market move? Like, where does it go to? That second one, which was the reward part of the risk-reward conversation, is immense with crypto. When I started to see Bitcoin, and I was focusing sort of on Bitcoin for the most part, because it was the one that had the most volatility back then, and the most movement, and it had the most liquidity. So it sort of ticked all the boxes. It was trending well, it was trading well, it was working to my strategies really well. And the thing was that the moves, when you got one, were very, very large. I'm not talking about multiple of 2 or 3. I'm talking about very, very, very large moves. Things that you just, you know, you might get 1 or 2 in an entire year in traditional markets. So the explosive volatility in cryptocurrency is what brought me to the space. then I had to assess whether or not I could, you know, apply my methodologies to the space so it would work. And that was the risk side. And now I'm fully here because I've managed to bring it all together. It works brilliantly and the moves are very, very big. So that's why I got into crypto, guys. And I also think that there is a huge amount more for us to grow this marketplace. I think it's still in its very, very much in its infancy. And therefore, I think there is huge potential for the business side of it, for the trading side of it, for the investing side of it, for the world to be a better place. I think it's a fantastic technology. I think we're going through a wonderful, period of technological advancements, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. But purely based on why did I come to crypto to trade, it's because the risk multiples can be managed and the reward multiples are so much greater than in other markets, and that's what got my attention. So guys, if you haven't already, jump across to tradercob.com, have a look at the website, sign up to the bi-weekly video newsletter, and have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.